All right, we're going to move to our next panel here. Another timely topic for anybody who may have seen the Senate Business and Commerce Committee hearing yesterday or heard about it. This was a topic of discussion, and there have been a number of discussions in the interim. I suspect we're going to see some policy on large loads, interconnection, and co-location activities. And that's what our next panel will tackle. Carrie Collier Brown, I think many of you know her, certainly those of us in the energy space do. She will be moderating the panel. I will introduce her quickly, and she will have the panelists introduce themselves. Carrie is a partner with Hush Blackwell. Her focus is on energy and natural resources. Prior to becoming an attorney, Carrie spent time in the Texas legislature, and as someone who was there quite a bit, I think it was a great move to run away from that building. She also spent time at the Public Utility Commission of Texas. She is a native Texan, spent some time in D.C., wisely left D.C. as I did as well. So we're in good hands with Carrie. Have a wonderful panel here. Look forward to the discussion. So please welcome this group.
Good morning. Oh, do I need that over here? Can stand up too. That's okay. Asking me to do anything technical. Okay. Practice a second. Okay. That one. Good morning, everyone. So I'm Carrie Collier Brown, and I am thrilled to moderate this panel with super smart people talking about something that I think is really interesting. So talking about co-locating large loads with renewable generation, and I'll say I've been doing a lot of these projects and talking with other regulatory lawyers and transactional lawyers in ERCOT. I think everyone has been, you know, grappling with this and figuring out how to do it. So I am really happy to talk with this panel today, and what I thought I'd do is just let everyone introduce themselves. Thank you, Mark, for introducing me. And so next to me, we've got Kevin Boudreau, who is the head of power supply at Monarch Energy. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Mark.
Thank you, Carrie. Glad to be here with everyone today. Thank you for having me. So, yes, my name is Kevin Boudreau. I am with a company called Monarch Energy. We're a pure play developer, specifically around green hydrogen, large scale green hydrogen assets in the market. But we're also building generation assets to go along with that. I've been in the power industry for over 25 years, focused a lot on ERCOT, but a lot of other markets as well, mostly the competitive space. And I'm also a US Navy veteran, so.
Great. And let's see, what order do we have? Next is Andrew Myers, who's the Chief Executive Officer of Satoshi Energy.
Morning. Satoshi Energy, we develop data center sites co-located with power generation. We've done about 500 megawatts of deals co-located with wind farms in ERCOT, and we'll hit another 500 megawatts this year. Background in power markets, went to grad school for power markets, I think before it was cool, so it's nice to be in the industry still today. And there are a lot of billable hours in the room today, so hopefully we make this worth your time.
And we've got Gabe Messercola, who's the Associate Director of Capital Improvements and Portfolio Management for EDF Renewables.
Awesome. Thank you, Carrie. Yeah, Gabe Messercola. I'm with EDF Renewables. We're an IPP here in North America, build and operate a mix of renewable assets across U.S., Canada, Mexico. We have gotten into the behind-the-meter space on the operational side of the business and look forward to talking through it.
Great. Well, we've got, you know, a generator, a renewable generator, and then kind of two types of large load. And what I thought it would take a couple of minutes to do is just do a high-level description of what these projects look like. So kind of in general, what we're talking about is adding large loads. And those can be, I mean, typically kind of fall into two categories. I mean, data centers, which can include crypto mining, or we just heard a lot about AI.